Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. All right, I saw a headline the other day where I actually stopped and clicked through and immediately read the article because it just, I'm like, oh, yes, how? So here's the conundrum.
Okay.
Why don't whales drown, like baleen whales drown when they eat? Because they open their giant mouths and then they go, oh, and they get all the water in the krill in, and they're like at high pressure and force. They're filling this giant cavernous mouth. Why, like, if you did that to us, if we were at, you know, if you even a regular garden hose, that is it a sphincter in your throat? It's not holding that back. You are definitely aspirating some of that. It's going into your lungs. So here's the thing. A baleen whale will go at that water is coming in their mouth at 6 miles an hour, which is a nice casual jog pace. That's a decent pace.
Wow. I'm thinking of the times that I had someone turn on the hose when I had, because, you know, I'm an 80s child, right? And somebody turned on the hose when your mouth was on it and it would come out your nose.
Yes, there are two problems here.
And that's not coming at you at 6 miles an hour. Oh, boy. Okay, so what are they doing?
Okay, so here, let's backtrack to whale facts. So baleen whales are, they call them lunge feeders. And my favorite whale, the blue whale, is also a lunge feeder. There's a few of these. But this particular study involves the baleen whales because they were able to secure some old whales that were fished in an area that was allowed and several years ago when whaling was allowed. So they were sustainably sourced. And so you take when you can get, because you're not going out to get whales to dissect them. So first of all, Kelsey Gill, good study. She's from the University of British Columbia in Canada, and her team did this research. So first of all, a baleen whale, 27 meters long, which is half of a Leaning Tower of Pisa, or I think like three London buses. So it takes 10 seconds for them to fill that gigantic cavity with over 500 bathtubs worth of ocean water.
Wow.
The article says they're heavy drinkers, which I agree with. And do you want to know what they get out of that?
Is it like a quarter cup of krill?
That seems like it. So 500 gallons have 500 bathtubs of ocean water, and they get 22 pounds of krill, or 10 kilograms, which is about a dachshund worth, which is a very small nibble. So they're also doing this. They have to eat a lot to keep 27 meters of animal going.
Wow.
So that's a lot of pressure. So what happens? In humans, we have what is called the epiglottis. It covers the path to the lungs when we're eating, so we don't accidentally go the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I did not know this. The uvula moves back to block your nasal passage.
What?
Yeah, I had no idea. And clearly, if you've ever snorted something out your nose, you know that that is not a foolproof system.
No, it's not.
And so on the surface, it's a similar thing, but not the same. So the whales actually have a fatty muscular sac that stops them from choking, but it's got to be more robust than what we have. And so when they looked at these dissected nasal and throat cavities, what they found is, okay, so squish in the back of your mouth, you've got that soft palate, and then you got the hard palate up front. Whales have a soft palate too.
Oh.
And that moves up and down. And I'll post an article with diagrams before 2027, because it's interesting. You compare, they'll show you what it's like when it's open for breathing and when it's open for eating. And that soft palate moves, it looks like a fair distance. Ours just squishes a little. But theirs moves up and down and gets in and out of the way, depending on where it's at. And that flappy for the throat, when they push their tongue, when it goes back in their mouth, it pushes far enough to just tuck that little fatty flap, corks off the breathing. And then when it moves, when that water pressure's gone, the tongue moves back out of the way and the little fatty sac can come back out and they can breathe again. These are not the scientific terms, but they are the most explanatory terms in my opinion.
Wow.
They have a similar thing that plugs up the nose structure that allows the paths to move back and forth. And they have not observed this in action. They have basically inferred based on what you can do with the dissected stuff.
Yeah, so no one's doing like diver GoPro whale cam.
They are not. Yeah. Nobody's doing a Pinocchio to get this.
Tiny camera on krill.
Right? Yes. I think the odds of having like a small swallowable camera, a medium or large swallowable camera, but having it in the right place at the right time to observe the phenomena is unlikely, I think.
I'm envisioning Twister in the ocean. Me too. You know, in that movie, how they keep trying to drop the thing in the right place and then, the tornado went by. This would be the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Huh. But I had just never considered this mechanism of why are they not drowning?
So much water.
Yes. This is a crazy amount.
Okay, so do you happen to know how much they do need to eat a day? Do we know that? Because if you're only getting 20 pounds, they must need hundreds of pounds, don't you think?
Yeah.
Let's I'm just curious see. For myself.
They need a lot of food, is what this article says.
Wow, thanks, science. That's great. How fat are whales?
Lunge feeders.
Lunge feeders. You know who else is a lunge feeder? College students with pizza that has just come.
I would agree.
Watch your hands. Ah, oh gosh.
Yes. Can weigh as much as 300,000 pounds. Blue whales can eat between 4 and 8 tons of krill per day. They have to just spend their entire day
eating.
Okay. So let's assume they are conservative. And they eat 4 tons. Where's my calculator?
4 tons. Wow.
So that is 8,000 pounds divided by 22.
Oh, my goodness.
They are diving and scooping over 363 times.
How is there enough stuff in the ocean? Well, that's the problem, right?
Or maybe the 22 pounds is a conservative. Maybe they get a really good load sometimes.
That's true. If you went through a super thick flock, herd, school. Of krill.
Yeah. A scream of krill.
Okay, yes. From now on, it shall be known as a scream of krill. Because you know that's what they're doing. A tiny oceanic...
They're just called swarms. That's boring.
No, I like a scream. A scream okay, of that's krill. It. That's what it is. Welcome to Brain Junk, where we call things what we want.
That's how science is made. Let's be honest. I think that's the long and the short of it.
Okay. Wow. Well, whales. Who knew?
Yeah, not drowning since forever.
I'm just glad you're talking about stuff coming out of the front end of the whale. That's all I know.
I still favor the other end, but this is good too. We've got to have this to get the other.
Exactly.
That's right.
Okay, well, if you would like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. We also have Instagram with fun science facts. Sometimes I make TikToks and I post them on there. Those are kind of...
They're super great. They're very fun.
Oh, thank you. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.